You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 2-1, and Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win at 12-1. Got to be certainties of the week, haven't they, Derek? Everton?
Well, I love Everton, you know, and their form recently. You know, I know Phelps, whenever he waddles into the studio and mocks me for saying how great Everton are, and he keeps going on about Everton's defensive record. But, I mean, I knew that once Jagielka was back, you know, that would improve. They could have 3/4 of the England defence in Euro 2016. It was bound to improve. And, I just wish Everton could keep their side together, because I think they'd have a real good go at a title next season. I really do. I've been so impressed with them. I think
Lee Phelps is laughing at home right now.
I know. He's chortling. He doesn't laugh. He chortles, Lee. I'm going to go for Everton here, obviously. But the only snag is 8-15 is plenty short against a side, West Brom, that, you know, are tough to break down on their travels, aren't they? What I'd rather do, I think, because if I back an 8-15 shot and it loses, I just feel like kicking myself in the calf repeatedly. What I'm going to do is back Everton to win without conceding, which I think I saw at 17-10. Everton to win 13-10, rather. I like the look of that. I can't see West Brom scoring, to be honest.
Everton to win to nil is 13-10. You find that by clicking on the goals tab, and you'll see that market. It's around about the sixth market down. Everton to win to nil. 13-10. There was a feeling with West Brom that when Tony Pulis stepped in, he was going to be the saviour for West Brom. But I think they're playing the worst football in the entire Premier League at the moment. And people forget that when he came to the club, it wasn't like West Brom were long odds on to go down. I think they were a similar price to the price they are to go down now. So not much has changed for West Brom.
Yeah, you're right. You know what you're getting with Tony Pulis. I think all the West Brom fans knew what they were getting when he came in as well. And he's kind of pretty much safeguarding Premier League football for them. So, you know, it's not all bad. They're not great to watch at all. And Everton's really one that we wanted to keep on side this weekend. You know, I agree with Derek on the fantastic attacking players that they've got. They were giving away some really, really bad goals. But Jagielka back in the heart of that central defence, that is huge for them. They've changed the goalkeeper. Howard hasn't been playing as much recently. I think that's a positive step as well. And McCarthy in the midfield is big for them as well. He does a lot of Gareth Barry's running. But when you look at Lukaku, he's a fantastic target man. And you've got Deulofeu, Ross Barkley buzzing about as well. So there's plenty of goals in Everton. Whether they will concede a sloppy goal at the back, they've always got that in the locker. I probably wouldn't be backing them to win to nil at 13-10. I may be looking at them to win and both teams to score, because you know I could see Everton scoring 3 or 4 goals in this game. Maybe they'll let one in at the other end. So you do get a significant enhancement on the price if you back them to win and both teams to score as well. Everton's going to be, I think, everyone's banker on Saturday afternoon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.